practice as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi, this is the automatically deleted and exhausted husband who is trying to reconcile with his wife and restore his family. I have a correction on yesterday. The information I had was incorrect. I said it was a quarter mile up that we went. It was only 600 feet, so an eighth of a mile up. So I erred. Please forgive me. But it still was the 9 mile trip. We talked about it today because, wow. Anyway, Chris did turn 59 today. He survived. He's there. Obviously, I celebrated with him on that. And one of the discussions we had is, you know, we celebrated, you know, he has celebrated my birthday. I have celebrated his. We don't do it with our own family. Obviously, does things for his family. No reciprocation. I try to do for, you know, at least a video or email or something for my family. No reciprocation. So, because with that foundation, we had a discussion. I think he started us with Isaiah 58. Was it 58? Yes, Isaiah 58. We were in that passage, and it was interesting because, there is the command for us as followers of Christ to pursue that reconciliation, to love and bless our own family, irrespective of the response. And it can get hard. One of the things that I think we have is, in the Lord's grace, he's given me a friendship that I've described as probably the best one I've ever had in my life. Besides, obviously, my wife. But another man, because we share a passion for obedience to Christ. Engage each other and challenge each other constantly. And I think one of the things that we will be doing probably more clearly as time goes on now is to encourage and challenge each other in what it is in obedience to Christ to love our families, our wives, our kids, irrespective of the response. Because obedience to Christ is the motivation, not what we get out of it. It was a marvelous dialogue, and I wish I could share these kind of dialogues with my family. But do know that Chris and I are different, but with a mutual encouragement, we're not giving up. You know, I've been doing this for a number of years because my wife abandoned me over 8 years ago, and I won't abandon her. And I think she knows it. My lady, this broken-hearted old man who is basking in the grace of the Lord loves you with all his heart and will not turn from you. I think you know that. I love you.